Rain and thunderstorms will be moving across the Midwest over the next 2 to 3 days and will likely end up seeing a lot of crops respond positively to the moisture, but it's not going to be a drought-busting event. We will see rain relief in quite a few locations. I would expect to see everybody pick up on rain at one time or another between now and Friday afternoon. The precipitation will be most significant, probably in two areas. The first will be Minnesota and Wisconsin. We've already seen some healthy amounts of rainfall in the last 12 hours in eastern sections of the Dakotas into portions of Minnesota, where we've seen 1 to 2.5, almost 3 inches of rain. And this will likely perpetuate itself a little bit further to the east over the next day and a half, with Minnesota and Wisconsin easily picking up on 0.5 to 1.5 inches of rain, and perhaps some local totals getting up into the 2 to 3 inch range. But as the precipitation event moves through the rest of the Midwest, we're not expecting to see rain amounts nearly as great. In fact, places like Iowa will see 0.2 to 0.8 of an inch of moisture, and other areas across the Midwest will probably see amounts running from 0.1 to 0.75 of an inch. But there will be one more band of significant rain, and it likely will occur tomorrow afternoon into the evening. And it will, wherever the frontal boundary lies at that point in time, will be the area that will be most vulnerable to some of the heavier rains. Right now, it looks like that frontal boundary will run from Missouri to Ohio. And along that frontal boundary, tomorrow afternoon and evening, we'll probably see some of the stronger thunderstorms evolve. And there could be some 1 to 2 inch rains in at least a part of that region. We're not expecting the precipitation to be widespread outside of that frontal boundary and outside of that time period, again, tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. The precipitation will all end in the Midwest by the time we get into Friday. Certainly by Friday afternoon, the precipitation will be over. And of course, northwestern areas will be done with precipitation already by tomorrow, about mid-morning. The temperatures will be turning quite a bit cooler behind this frontal boundary. Today, though, will be still very warm to hot across the heart of the Midwest, with temperatures likely to be in the 90s to around 105 degrees one more day. But after this, we'll see the relief. High temperatures will then become confined to the 80s in the eastern Midwest, with some upper 70s in the Great Lakes region. And we'll see highs in the western Corn Belt running mostly in the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s. The temperatures here for Friday through the weekend will start to warm up again, with the western Corn Belt warmest. We'll likely see temperatures really from the end of the weekend through most of next week varying in the upper 80s and 90s in the western Corn Belt, and mostly mid-80s to lower 90s in the east. There will be an opportunity for temperature extremes back over 100 degrees on the western fringes of crop country as we move into the Sunday through Wednesday period next week, and then perhaps the ridge will shift back to the west for a little while and offer a short-term bout of relief again. It does not look as though we're going to see any big changes in this general pattern for a while. So that's why I say that the relief that's coming up will be temporary, and that no drought-busting rains are expected across the heart of the Midwest. But there will still be some opportunity for crops to benefit from the moisture, and some may see a little bit of an improved yield potential, but the majority will not. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.